All right, look in your Bibles tonight. We'll look in the book of John, John chapter 13. And I appreciate Brother Chris come sharing his burden. That's upon his heart and missions. I appreciate that so very much tonight. And do be praying for him after service. He'll be back there at his table. Get one of his prayer cards. Be praying for him. Hey, just getting started on deputation. Just getting going good. And just lift him up in prayer. Amen. John chapter 13, you're willing able stand tonight, John chapter 13, and I'll begin reading in verse number 34. I'm not going to preach a long time tonight, and I know you tired and everything else. I can read it on some of you, and others of you scared about what the weather might do while you're in here, but I will say this, I believe God's got something for us out of his book, amen, and if you'll just give me just a few minutes, I'll deliver it, and let you go. Amen. All right. John chapter 13, and I'll begin in verse number 34. The Bible said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Oh, Father, I pray for just a few minutes tonight. Lord, you touch me, enable me. I had to preach what you've been working in my heart and in my mind in these days. Lord, I ask you tonight to remove anything that would distract, would hinder folk from hearing the good Word of God tonight. Help us to receive it. May we apply it. May we live by it, I pray. Lord, save that soul that's nearest hell in this place tonight, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'm interested tonight, if you look in these verses, in two words, and those words are one another. For he said that you love one another. Says that twice. Matter of fact, then in that latter part of verse 35, if you have love one to another. I'm going to preach tonight, and I'm really just going to begin a message and try to finish it in the weeks ahead. I want to preach on this subject of God's one another plan. As you study your Bible, those two words come together multiple times in the New Testament. Now, I want to say something tonight. Most of what I've been looking at today, and even in some services ahead, probably ain't going to make you want to jump up and shout. But I promise you this, it will help us. Amen. Because in our day, understand something, I'm all for worship and shouting and rejoicing. But I'm also for us living by the book. Hey, if we don't live by the book, then all the shout and all the other stuff means nothing. But if we'll take God's word and apply it as a child of God, no telling what God would do in our lives. Now, I find here tonight, and I'm going to look at two of these one another's tonight. The first one's in our text, that we are to love one another. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything that should be evident in the life of a child of God, and that's love. Amen. And in particular, as we find in these verses tonight. Now, I want you to notice in these verses, first and foremost, that this is a command tonight. He said this in verse 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. Now, he said this is a new commandment. Now, understand the word new there has to do with a new degree of love. Hey, God's people can love like nobody else because the love of God has been showered, brought into our lives, and therefore we can love. Let me say it like this. A lost man only loves certain things, but a saved man can love with the love of Christ things that are not even lovable. That's right. Now, I said, some of this ain't going to make you shout. I'm pretty well geared up for that myself, just to kind of preach and you kind of look at me. Amen. But understand tonight, Jesus has his disciples. Now, this is also transpiring, my friend, between the institution of the Lord's Supper and the time Judas betrayed our Lord. He gathered those disciples together. He said, you need to love one another. He said, that's a command. I'm wanting you to love. Now, listen, he even upped it, even above normal. He said, love each other like I love you. Now, I'll tell you something, that's a powerful love. Amen. To love somebody as Christ loves this world. Oh, friend, tonight we find, I'm going to read you some verses tonight. I'm not going to preach long, but I'm going to read more verses than I do anything. Over in the book of 1 John, I want you to follow with me tonight, because he's commanding us some things about this loving one another. In 1 John chapter number 3, and I'll begin reading in verse number 14. The Bible says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. You know that, hey, you say, preacher, I'd like to know if I'm really saved. Do you love the brethren? Amen. He said, you know because you pass from death unto life because of that love that you have for the brethren. He goes on to say this, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. He said, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth this brother have need, and setteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Then go over to chapter 4 of 1 John in verse 7. Listen, now I want you to get a hold. He said, we're to love one another. He said, verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, I'm going to stop and I'm going to pick up some reading in just a minute. Let me say this about those who are pharisaical in the religion. You can do all kinds of outward stuff. You can dress a certain way. You can talk a certain talk. But a Pharisee cannot love. He can hate a whole lot, but he can't love. Why? The love of God's never been shed abroad in his heart. Amen. He said, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Then look down at verse number 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Verse 19, look at this. Now here's some verses where the rubber really meets the road. He said, we love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. That's pretty tight. Amen. Got you real quiet. Amen. You're going to hear real good. He said, again, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Hey, we see that that love of one another. He said, now listen to, he said, this is a command. This is not a suggestion. This is not a just you can just choose. No, he said, I want you to love one another. He said, if you claim to love me, then you'll surely love your brother that you've seen. Amen. We're in a day We're in a day, a dog-eat-dog world, a day where the love of many is waxed cold, where mostly people love their self more than they love anybody else. Say amen right there. Hey, he said that we that are saved are to love one another. You say, preacher, they get on my nerves. He didn't say you had to like them. Hello. He said you gotta love them. I don't have to like nothing about you. Amen. But I'm gonna love you. Why? The love of God's in me, and I'm commanded to love you. That's right. But hey, we're always gonna have those things that kind of rub us wrong about each other. We ain't gonna do everything like everybody wants us to do. I'm saying this, and I'm being very, very careful how I word it, but even as a pastor, there ain't no way to please everybody. That's an impossibility. So instead of please everybody, I'm just gonna love everybody. Amen. I let God sort all the rest of that stuff out. Amen. That's right. He said to love one. And again, I'll stress to you, he said if you claim to love God and you don't love your brother, you're a liar. Right. Now, I'm going to get on another point in just a minute, so I'm just going to clarify something. I'm not judging you. I'm not setting over you. I'm telling you what the book said. There's a lot of folks who told me through years, said, preacher, you are a Bible preacher. And that's because that's all I'm going to be by the help of God. Because I've learned this, you give the Bible, you ain't got to apologize for nothing. I didn't write it. Now I'm going to make a statement that's going to blow your shoes and socks off your feet. I wish there were some things the Bible didn't say. Amen. It ain't all easy on this old rotten flesh of mine, and it ain't easy on your rotten flesh. Amen. But he said these things and he meant these things, and we are to apply and to live. He said, love one another. Oh, yes. You see, people that have never experienced the love of God know nothing about love. But if you've been saved, you've experienced the love of God. Therefore, you are capable of loving others. Amen. He gave the command. And then let me end back in our text in John 13. He said this is a command, but notice it. He said there's a conclusion to this. In verse 35, he said this, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if you have love one to another. Missionary just mentioned about them tracks and about living it. You know, when we love each other, this world takes notice of that. Now, if we come to church and we're singing the gospel songs and we're preaching gospel messages and we say amen and we shout and we worship and all these things, but when we're outside and they see us tearing our brother down and it's as though we hate them instead of love, this world is noticing that far more than our gospel song. They're noticing that far more than our gospel message. He said, they'll know you're my disciples. Disciples, because you love one another. Amen. So the Bible gives us a command and a conclusion. It is so. Let me read you this. I meditate on this today, and I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. Listen to this. The badge of true discipleship is not in doctrinal statements to which we subscribe, not in hymns and music we prefer, not in rituals we observe or the ordinances we cherish, not in soul winning zeal, but in our love for the brethren. Now, did you get that? The badge of you being a real disciple, it's not all the I's you dot and all the T's you cross. It is that love that is shown forth in your life for the brethren. Amen. Oh, yes. He said love one another. So the mark of a true Christian is love, and that a genuine, active love, not words, but in deeds. Amen. So we find we are to love one another. Then I want you to look in the book of Romans just a minute. over in Romans chapter number 14 and verse 13. I want to look at a second thing for one another. Not only we're to love one another, but notice with me in Romans 14 and verse 13. I'm just giving you some Bible teaching, amen. He said in this verse, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. He said, don't judge one another. Now, we're going to have fun in the Baptist church tonight. Amen. Because if we're not careful, we can and do often get a very critical, judgmental spirit about us. And the Bible very plain said, don't judge one another. Amen. Somebody, now all the messages I'm going to preach in this series, you're going to say, oh no, I'm telling you what God's saying. There's a big difference. Amen. Because God has judged all things. This book clearly tells us what he likes and what he don't like. Amen. And he told us that are saved, we're not to sit around in judgment on one another. Now listen right here. That word judge in that verse means to condemn. It means to pronounce judgment, to assume the office of a judge. We set ourselves up, we're the authority. My preference isn't what I think, that's the rule. But that ain't so. The rule is this book. Amen. It is not preferences. It's not ideas. It is what God has said. Now, I'm gonna go to Matthew with me. I'm going to read them verses that even the world knows. Matthew 7:1. And I'm going to read down through verse 5. Now, the liberal media will use these verses against any time a church stands up and proclaims certain things sin. And they're taking out, we're going to keep it in its context, all right? Matthew 7, verse 1, listen, Jesus speaking. He said, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. He said, judge not that you be not judged. He went on to give an illustration. He said, why are you trying to get the mote? A splinter. A just a little bitty something. When you got the whole tree. Hello. You digging it with a needle on a splinter, and you got a tree in your eye. Hello. And don't dial me now. I'm still old-fashioned if I hit it again. Amen. But ain't that right? Ain't it amazing? You can see that little splinter in your brother's life. And oh, we get worked up over his splinter, and we don't realize how big of something's in our own lives. And he said, don't judge, because hey, if you judge, you're going to get judged. Amen. Because please understand this, we're not the judge. We're not the judge. And I don't set myself up anytime being a judge when I'm preaching. I'm a messenger. It's like a postman, like a mailman. That's what I'm doing. You listening to me? I'm delivering mail. That's right. God has said, all right, here's the text. Take it to them. I didn't write it. I didn't come up with it. He gave it. He wrote it down. Well, I'm not judging you, but if you feel condemned, that book's a getting hold of you. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm no better than nobody else in this building. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. They ain't no big U's and little I's in here tonight. We are sinners saved by grace, and we're not here judging one another. We're here to worship. We're here to receive what God's got in his book. We are not judges. Amen. Are you hearing me good tonight? He said, you don't set yourself up as the judge. Judge not that you be not. But look over at Romans chapter 2. I'm about done. You can shout good in a minute. Romans chapter 2. Look at verse 1 with me. Verses 1 through 3 there. And then I'll read another verse further in the chapter. Romans chapter 2. Look at this. Look what he's saying. Romans chapter 2 and beginning at verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against him which commits such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and does the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Look at verse 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. God's the judge. He's wrote the rule. Amen. He has not left it up to us to judge. He has judged. Amen. So many, again, boy, we're quick jumping on everybody else's stuff and we forget what's got into us. Amen. So we need to understand. He said, love one another, John 13. And he said here in Romans 14, 30, don't judge one another. Amen. Here's what we're doing when we're judging. We are setting ourselves up, number one, as a judge, but number two, we're saying we're the standard. You hear me? We're saying we're the standard, and we're not. Amen. We're not the standard. That Bible, that's the measuring stick. Now, Brother Tim, me and you go to measuring up each other. Judging one another. Well, we're going to look pretty good. And there's you look good and I look good out there because we're judging each other based on ourselves. I don't tell you what, when you get around that book and that book gets looking you up and down one side and down the other and begins seeing the secrets of your heart, and that book begins speaking to you about everything that's going on in your life, hey, you ain't too fast wanting to judge nobody because that book's revealing what's wrong in you. Amen. So we need to learn in this God's one another plan. Number one, love one another. Can I encourage you to love each other more than you've ever loved each other? I know in these days where we're so busy and listen to me, everybody in this building's stressed. Some more than others, but we've all got stress. We've all got problems. And therefore, we got to be careful that we don't just love ourselves and not love others. Amen. Oh, I encourage, love one another. Don't judge one another. Amen. I'm not on social media. I'm not. If you post something, you better call Brother Tim. Especially, I've had people post saying they're in the hospital. That's good if you're letting everybody know, but I don't know nothing about it. I don't have no social media. And my biggest thing, the reason I get tired of all the drama. I really do. Everybody judging this and judging that, and they're better than everybody. Son, we are all sinners saved by grace. That's what we are, we believers. We're sinners saved by grace tonight. Amen. So the next time you start to judge, say, well, wait a minute, mouth. Brain ain't kicked into gear yet. Amen. Let's think about this before we jump off and talk about this. Before we get judgmental on our brother, our sister, what they're doing, what they're not. Hey, understand something, friend. You not the standard, I'm not the standard. We'll stand for God. Amen. That help us live a good life. That help us live peaceably. Amen. So we find the Bible said to love one another, Don't judge one another. Now, I've got several more I deal with another time. I don't get nervous. They lot of them a lot better than not as hard. But you got to get some of them in there because they're just there. Amen. I'm just following one another around in the Bible. That's what I'm doing. And some of it is great, good, and current. Others of it bust our hides. And it'd probably be good that it does because it keep us where we ought to be in a humble heart and a walk that's clean and holy before God. Amen. Father, I pray you take some very simple thoughts tonight. Lord, I've tried to just try to begin to look at some scripture. Lord, I want to always glorify you. I always want to preach exactly what you'd have me to preach. Lord, tonight I know folk are tired and other things, but Lord, I know your word is still quick and powerful. It is still sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, we need it to take it home with us, that we'd meditate on it and grow by it. Oh, Lord, help us in loving one another. And Lord, help us not to judge one another. May Christ be seen in our lives. May Christ be glorified through our lives. In Jesus' name. Let's stand tonight as we sing. I'm not going to go through a long, drawn-out invitation, but God touched your heart. You've got a need. You could be burdened about something. Come in burdened. Just because something preached don't mean you can't come to the altar and get help from the burden that's upon your life. But maybe God touched your heart in a specific way tonight in the Scripture. Would you be obedient to the Spirit of God and the Word of God while we sing?